This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The South African model is the latest Jeffrey Epstein accuser to sue his estate. WCBS's Christy Kalishian has the latest.
Epstein's estate, worth $577 million, may be distributed towards his accusers filing lawsuits if his estate's proposed compensation fund for accusers is approved.
So you have a lot of legitimacy attached to this possible fund. So I really hope it does get approved.
CBS legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says she backs the legitimacy behind the accuser compensation fund. Epstein's latest accuser, Juliet Bryant, says Epstein promised to boost her modeling career, but ended up abusing and raping her for 2 years. Analyst Ricky Kleeman says she's already seeing opposition from accusers' lawyers against the compensation fund.
So if the money is there for you, at least take some of it as some form of justice.
If approved by the U.S. Virgin Islands Superior Court, the compensation fund could start distributing money next year. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Hundreds of New Rochelle High School students walked out of classes today in support of the head football coach, who was reassigned just ahead of this weekend's playoff game. WCBS reporter Sean Adams says upset parents showed up at the school yesterday.
New Rochelle parents are furious. They vented at the new school superintendent for reassigning veteran high school football coach Lou DiRienzo 2 days before a playoff game. At a meeting, Laura Fejo wouldn't elaborate about the investigation, but stood by her decision.
And that's how we make our decisions on the details of particular incidents. But if it escalates to the point of reassignment, I think it's only fair that the community are aware.
There are reports that Coach D allegedly helped a student who was a distant relative avoid discipline. He did not go into specifics when he spoke with CBS2.
My personal life, I'll never get involved in. My professional life and coaching these young men and mentoring these young men is first and foremost.
New Rochelle alum and former NFL running back Ray Rice has Coach D's back. He calls this a public humiliation. The Journal News reports the teachers' union wants the superintendent to resign. She's been on the job for 2 weeks. The Huguenots are 10-0. And number 2 in the state. At New Rochelle High School, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Department of Education has launched an investigation into allegations of anti-Semitism at NYU. A complaint filed on behalf of students alleges a hostile environment on campus created by a pro-Palestinian group called Justice in Palestine. Some students claim the group is a radical organization affiliated with terror groups. Closed signs are going up at shops at Penn Station, with a major overhaul of the LIRR concourse about to get underway. WCBS's Marla Diamond checked it out.
Much of the 7th Avenue side of the concourse is already boarded up, along with the already cramped waiting area. The shops and restaurants will be next to go, and commuter Star Asia Taliaferro of Queens is dreading it.
You're going to be bumping into people. People are going to have attitudes. People are going to be grumpy. And then it's going to take money away from all the businesses that have just really opened up here.
A new Shake Shack will close, along with 2 Starbucks, Magnolia Bakery, and Pret A Manger. The popular Trax Bar closed in August and reopened last week across the street from Penn Station, where owner Patrick O'Brien says they'll stay.
They told us 2 years minimum, which usually means double that.
The construction will widen the LIRR concourse, create a new 7th Avenue entrance, and at long last bring light into the dreary corridor. At Penn Station, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Over to the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson, noticeably milder this afternoon.
Yeah, all in all, a nice day. Nice November day, Michael, for sure. Sunshine and milder than recent days. High of 50 to 54, partly cloudy tonight. The wind will begin to pick up and it'll be turning colder again. Overnight low in the low 20s at outlying areas, a low of 30 in Midtown. Sunday tomorrow, much like today, but breezy and colder than today. Tomorrow's high just 39. Currently it's 46 in Newburgh. It's up to 53 in New Brunswick. It's 49 in Midtown with a high of 52.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.